Open our minds, O Lord, to the knowledge of your power, our spirits to the awareness of your presence, and our hearts to the overflowing of your love. And may we live and serve as reflections of these each day throughout your creation. Amen. When it comes to giving, when it comes to sacrifice, how much is too much? How much is not enough? And how much is just the right amount? It sounds almost like a question related to Goldilocks. This porridge is too hot. This chair is too soft. This bed is just right. And while that and our gospel passage could relate to stewardship, this morning I'm going to go in a slightly different direction. For me, today's passage from the Gospel of Mark could just as easily be leading us to question how much of ourselves is enough to give to God. We often talk of how much to pledge in terms of our financial resources, or of how we can offer a particular talent in the service to the parish. But how often do we talk of how much of our spirit, of our very entire being, we offer to the church? In these verses, we read of an impoverished widow putting 2 copper coins into the treasury. These 2 coins, worth about a penny, represented everything she had. And as she does this, Jesus is sitting across from the treasury, watching as one by one, men and women, rich and poor, come to make their offering. He notes how many contribute out of their abundance, but this one poor widow, he says, has given from her poverty. And she has given everything. She gave 2 coins representing all of her financial resources, yes, and it's everything she had on which to survive. But what she also gives is all of herself, all of her faith, all of her trust that God is there with her. In the Rite One service of Holy Eucharist that we celebrate each week at 8 o'clock, I, as part of the Eucharistic prayer, speak lines that remind us of a particular gift that we are asked to offer at the altar. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, our soul, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. Our souls and our bodies. We're not saying that we come to the altar just to offer our financial support or to share a particular gift or talent, which are all only portions of the abundance with which God has blessed us. No, this is an offering of every bit of our being. We're not offering back just the tangible things with which we have been blessed. We are offering back the very aspects of ourselves that are of God. We're giving back the very dual nature of our existence, the earthly body with which we worship and praise God and which we live and act in the world, and the soul that is the essence of God within us. I see that in the image of this poor widow walking to the treasury with these 2 coins gripped tightly in her hand. But she's offering much, much more than that. She is sharing every bit of herself, as I said earlier, the earthly and the tangible, as well as the spiritual part of herself, linking her to her Father. Jesus points out those who give of their earthly abundance, but in pointing out this widow, I think he is pointing to someone who is giving of her spiritual abundance as well. Was she apprehensive? I have no doubt that she was terrified. It's a frightening thing to know that you are about to give away everything that you have. Think back to the encounter a few weeks ago of Jesus with the rich man. and how apprehensive he was when Jesus told him that if he really wanted to inherit life in the eternal kingdom, he had to sell everything and give it to the poor. And I think this woman was equally apprehensive. But not one time in this passage do you see anything that actually indicates how she's feeling. I talk often about the things that can be found in the spaces in these readings, things that are just as much in the emptiness as there are in the text. And I see the same thing here. This widow may have paused. She may have stood in line and thought several times about just simply turning around and going home. Perhaps she even questioned whether, in the midst of all this giving by those who were wealthier than she, whether her own tiny offering was even needed. I can imagine her saying, "I'm not quite able today, but Lord, soon." There may have even been a feeling similar to one that I've had in the past. A little inside voice had said to me, "I don't know if I can do that." But as I've learned in my own journey, the exact offering for any given moment was always there. And it was not the gift of just money or just talent. It was the gift of myself. And that is true for each and every one of you as well. We often don't see them coming, those miraculous moments in time when the full offering of who we are, of ourselves, is needed. This poor widow undoubtedly didn't see it coming that day when she left her house to walk to the treasury, and I in no way feel that she thought at any point that she would be a model of being a reasonable, living sacrifice. But she was. And she still is. And we are, and we have been, and we always will be. Our earthly apprehension and fear is nothing when confronted with the power of God's love and the strength of all that binds us to Him. Whenever we feel we cannot, turn to God and remember that, yes, indeed, we can. We can offer all that we have and all that we are and know that we are giving in return the fullest measure of all that God has given us. Amen.